Hello, dear friend. Welcome to Mornings with Jesus. My name is Laura Carlson, and I am your host for today. Let's pray. Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. I ask that you give to your beloved your spirit of wisdom and revelation in the deep, intimate, and full knowledge of you, that the eyes of her heart and understanding would be enlightened and flooded with light, that she might know what is the hope of her calling and the riches of the glory of her inheritance, that she would abide in your love today and you would make yourself real and clearly seen. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Beloved, as I prayed for you today, I felt like this is what the Holy Spirit was saying. I am here, present, ready to give you fullness of joy. Pause to be still and receive my everlasting love for you. Recognize the quiet gift of this moment and embrace the beauty of beholding my delight over who I created you to be. You are fully known and fully loved by me. Allow me to wash you with the water of my words of life. Come to me when you are feeling weary today, and I will give you shalom that cuts through chaos and brings divine order to your day. I invite you to talk to me all day long and discover all the ways we can partner together to bring life and love to your family and friendships. Let me show you today how to love selflessly, to lead humbly with wisdom and revelation. Come to me with your questions and take courage that I am the author and finisher of your beautiful story. Here are a few scriptures you can meditate on throughout your day. Psalm 139:13. For you created my inner being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen one, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself today with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that I was purposely created in my mother's womb with a destiny that only I could fulfill. You desired to be near me, so you reached out and took hold of me and drew me to your side. It was your choice. I am your creation. Thank you that you are for me and that you are with me every moment of this day. I receive your love and counsel for me. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made in your image. In the name of Jesus and for his sake, amen.